If you drive, we don't need to tell you again that gas prices are at their lowest level in 4 years. Prices in many states are almost a full dollar cheaper than last spring. So some politicians think this is a good time to increase gasoline taxes. As NPR's David Shaper reports, leaders in several states are tired of waiting for Congress to fix the Federal Highway Fund, so they're considering raising gas taxes themselves.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is wearing a lot of hard hats and brightly colored vests these days as he travels his state, showing off giant potholes, crumbling concrete, rusting structures, and buckled pavement. Along the Lodge Freeway in Detroit, it's an aging bridge that's threatening cars and trucks speeding by.
When you see those wood decks underneath a bridge, they're not there for a good reason. They're there to keep crumbling concrete and stuff from falling on the roadway.
But Snyder needs money to do that work, so he's trying to sell Michigan legislators, especially those in his own Republican Party, on raising the state's motor fuel tax to fund long-neglected infrastructure needs.
Do you know of anyone that says we have good roads in the state? Nobody.
Snyder is calling on lawmakers to roughly double Michigan's gas tax to raise over $1 billion.
The money I'm talking about is to get us to fair to good roads. They're not even going to be great roads, folks. We can't afford to have great roads in the state, given what we need to invest. But we can have good roads.
Snyder is one of a growing number of Republicans across the country who see the need to spend big to improve infrastructure and who are looking to increase gas taxes to pay for it.
Ever since last year, there's kind of been a switch that's been flipped.
Carl Davis is a senior analyst with the nonprofit Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. He says gas tax increases are now on the table in states across the country, from New Jersey to Utah and from South Carolina to South Dakota.
There have been overwhelming infrastructure needs for quite a while, and now the gas prices are lower. It's a little bit more politically feasible to talk about raising the gas tax.
And Davis says states are leading the way because the Federal Highway Fund is lacking.
The federal gas tax hasn't gone up in over 21 years, and the states don't have the luxury of just sitting around and doing nothing on this issue. They have to find a way to keep their bridges from falling down and keep their roads from developing too many potholes.
With the federal gas tax stuck at 18.4 cents a gallon and construction costs rising, the Highway Trust Fund nearly went broke last summer before Congress came up with a short-term fix that will only last until May. And while there is some support among a small but growing number of Republicans in Congress for raising the federal gas tax, action appears unlikely before the end of this year. And despite poor road conditions, there is little enthusiasm for a gas tax increase at this filling station in Chicago's south suburbs, where customers are overjoyed by the recent sharp drop in prices to less than $2.70 a gallon here.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I have extra money to spend.
And Cheryl Press says she wants to spend her extra cash on Christmas presents, not a higher gas tax.
I'm opposed to it.
Press doesn't expect gas prices to stay this low for long. And neither does Emmett McClendon of Chicago.
And then what happened? The gas goes up, taxes goes up.
So you wouldn't want to see that, though?
Oh, absolutely not.
But not everyone is against the idea. Ted Benow of Chicago says he'd support an increase in the gas tax if it goes to fix the roads.
Yeah, I would. I mean, the roads are pretty bad.
So a gas tax increase might be a tough sell, but not an impossible one. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.